subject past experiences. How can a devotee who has suffered mental trauma due to molestation by perverted elements within an ashram and negligence of superiors in the past overcome his condition and fully engage in devotional service? What should he do if he has repeated fall downs due to depression? Can such a devotee progress in the previous association, and how can he rid himself of ill feeling toward his superiors? I had a similar question just a few days ago in Zagreb. Someone asked me after a class, I was abused in my childhood, and it's difficult for me to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. So that was just on Saturday in Zagreb. So I answered that. You could refer to that. But actually, we've all been abused in our childhood, because we're in the atmosphere of abuse. The whole material world, everyone's just abusing everyone else. It's just question of degrees. I mean, even the loving parents are also abusing their children if they don't teach them to become free from birth and death. I was just listening to a lecture today of Srila Prabhupada. How many times does he quote this? Guru nasasyat, swajano nasasyat, janani nasasyat, patina sasyat, daivang nasasyan, na patis nasasyat na mochya dhyasamupeti mrityum, that one should not become a father, mother, relative, demigod, what's the other bit? Guru, guru. Unless you can deliver your dependents from birth and death. So everyone's abusing everyone else. Of course, there are degrees of abuse, and in the modern age, sexual abuse of children is becoming quite common. As you pointed out, when that young man asked that question in the temple room, it wasn't like anyone was shocked. It was just like it's becoming just like a normal thing. It's become like that. Because the whole modern society is promoting lust. And people become mad. Everything can be seen through the eye of Shastra. That in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that due to lust, people become mad. And we see that sangasteśo pajayate, sangat sanjayate kamaha. By association with the objects of the senses, one becomes attached, and then lust develops, and there's a downward spiral in which one ultimately forgets, even if one has good counsel, he just forgets that, even if he's been well trained. That's stated in the description of Ajamil, that even though he had good training and he struggled to control his mind, he was overcome by attraction, which was completely against his own self-interest and wasn't good for anyone. Just a disaster. So Krishna describes the lust in Bhagavad Gita, Nitya Vairi, the eternal enemy. Prabhupada says the all-devouring enemy of the world. So in various degrees, we're all suffering in this material world due to lust. We're inflicted. We say people abuse me, but actually we ourselves are abusing ourselves. We are inflicting suffering on ourselves by refusing to surrender to Krishna. So ultimately we may say someone mistreated me, but there's some book written recently, My Karma, My Fault, where some young man who was abused within ISKCON is quoting this philosophical position in defiance and refusing to accept that, but actually it's a fact. It doesn't absolve the guilty person from their crime, but actually ultimately one suffers in this material world because one has caused suffering to others. And because we chose to come in this material world, Purusha Sukha Dukkhanam Bhuktritvehetu Ruchate. We are our happiness and distress in this world. We are the cause, having come into this situation. So ultimately, we have no one to blame but ourselves. Again, that doesn't mean that child abusers should be let off free. They're also, that should be punished, or rather, system should be there to stop that. Ultimately, the only way to stop child abuse is to create an atmosphere of Krishna consciousness, because abusiveness goes on at all levels of society, even in which parents are loving and nurturing and nourishing. If they're not giving Krishna consciousness, ultimately they're abusing the child. So of course there are degrees of that also. Just like we're talking about emotion and affection, but without Krishna consciousness it's just abuse and exploitation. Although it's difficult for people to understand that, if we don't understand that the goal of life is Krishna. Nate vidu swartha gatinhi Vishnu. The goal of life is Krishna. But people don't understand this, and therefore they get off on all this psychological stuff about, you know, relationships and emotions. But the whole point is we forgot Krishna. That's the... You know, we're all talking about abuse. We're all abusing Krishna. We all want to give pain to Krishna by neglecting Krishna. So we're all abusers, one way or the other. But this syndrome, increasing syndrome of child abuse, we can understand that this is because in the modern world, lust is being promoted so much. I mean, even a short time ago in society, it was understood that, okay, there's, you know, it's there, there's a place for romance. They didn't talk about sex so much, they really talked about romance. Was a more... It's the same thing, but in a less gross manner. And... without... Yeah, less gross. But now it's sex, and it's considered all right to, or normal, that there are advertisements with semi-naked, or in Italy a few years ago, sort of completely naked women on the advertisement everywhere. And sexuality is promoted so much, and then it's coming out in the news that, like, very respectable people, the head of the International Monetary Fund is arrested for, was it child abuse or something like that. I saw the headline, but I didn't look further. So it's horrible how, but it just comes because lusty desires cannot be satisfied, and lust is promoted more and more. One attempts to satisfy that by licit means, and then by illicit means. They're not satisfied doing it in the normal way. Then you try in abnormal ways. And lust and violence, sex and violence are very much interrelated, because karma esha, krodha esha, they're psychologically very much interrelated. The idea of exploiting someone sexually is interrelated with the idea of giving physical pain to them, dominating them. So it's actually fosters the demoniac spirit. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna speaks about the demoniac, the divine and the demoniac. So the divine nature is service oriented, service for Krishna, whereas the demoniac attitude is exploitive. So it's a different attitude to life altogether. So this attitude of service to Krishna, then it is possible. Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitra karana evacha. That is possible to be without dvesha, without bad will, without hatred toward others, to be friendly, considerate, merciful, compassionate to others. That is possible if one is Krishna conscious. Otherwise, lust, greed, anger, all these go together, and bewilderment. Ultimately one becomes bewildered, and one, it seems in Maya, it's that everything will be all right. We think it's everything's okay, but we don't see the future. We were just discussing this, that how in Japan could they put the the nuclear reactor on the earthquake fault line? Because they think, well, you know, everything will be all right. We've been here so many years. It's on the earthquake fault line, but anyway, there was an earthquake for so many years. We never saw any earthquake. We never think it will happen. And surprise, surprise, one day there's an earthquake right on the in the nuclear plant, and it's a disaster. So it's like that, you know, in love affairs, and come together, and everything's so wonderful. You don't see the earthquake coming up. It's Maya's like that. Maya's, that's how Maya works. So ultimately, how to stop child abuse? Unless the population becomes purified, then it's going to go on. And it'll become normal. It's just like there was a time when abortion was considered horrible and bad, and contraception was considered very bad, and all the churches were against it. And then within course of time they said, well, okay, we can allow it under certain conditions. And then they come to the point where they're promoting it. You see, if you don't have contraception, you're irresponsible because you're... And the churches sponsor family planning, handing out condoms and all this kind of... Sorry to talk about all these things, but these are practical issues with which we're all faced. Even, you know, sannyasis, they've taken the vow that now I'm going to dedicate my life fully to Krishna, and then... insanity. They lose the whole dedication. They lose everything just because of what? Of some attraction that they know is not at all in their own self-interest. They have knowledge, but they're just overcome by Maya. So how to overcome child abuse? Yeah, they have to create a different kind of society. You can't expect to have a society that's based on greed, money, 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 exploitation, chop all the trees down, drill the earth, mine everything out, throw people out of their homes so you can make bigger factories. Greed, a society based on greed, exploitation and lust, and then everyone's going to be a saint within it. And you're promoting the worst values that degrade the consciousness, and people are going to be degraded. It's hypocritical to expect that people can have any good qualities in a society that is based on promoting the lowest qualities. And people can't see this because they're blinded. Of course, there are some practical... In the meantime, there are some practical cautions we should take to prevent child abuse within our society. We couldn't have imagined, but it happened that children were abused. So some precautions should be there. No doubt, young children, it's better, I would consider, that when they're very young, they're with their mothers, and just like we find that in the Gurukul, the traditional Gurukul, that the guru was a grihastha, so his wife was there, and she can look after the young children like that. So That's a normal thing, that women look after young children. Of course, in the modern age, it's a completely insane world where women, they don't have children. Even if they have children, they only get married. Even if they get married, they don't have children. Even if they have children, they don't look after them. And then they wonder why all the, you know, why the children are pulling out guns and shooting people dead. Because they, you know, they just, you know, the contraceptive didn't work. Oh, okay, oh, I'm pregnant. Should I have it? Oh, okay, all right. See what it's like. They're no lower than animals, giving birth to lower than animals. I mean, even Arjuna was afraid that in that highly cultured society, that there would be Varna Sankara. But now it's like every generation is exponentially worse. It's like degradation squared times degradation squared. You know, it's like the husband and wife are both degraded, and then the children are degradation raised to the level of four. And then they, you know, then four and four combine, and then they become 16 times degraded. Then the next generation is 16 times 16, and it's exponential degradation in every generation. So, it's a serious situation. In the meantime, what to do with someone who has been abused? Well, like everyone's been abused, like I said in that class, you know. I don't know. It's increasingly rare to find people who are brought up in a home in which they feel safe and protected and loved, and then the parents didn't divorce. That's horrible child abuse, to divorce. So what to do in the meantime, those who are? Well, if you have been abused, then anyway, there's what can you do? It's happened in the past. Go forward. How long are you going to lament? Are you going to let that abuser abuse you all your life by just meditating on that and then letting that define your life? How many times have you been abused in millions and millions of births? So put it behind you, go forward and try to make the world a better place by Krishna consciousness. If you've been molested in an ashram of Krishna consciousness, what to do? Well, I'd say the same thing. It may be very difficult to do so, very difficult to trust, but even though there such horrible things have happened within the Krishna consciousness movement in the past, that doesn't mean that everyone in the Krishna consciousness movement is a demon. There may be some. Or even some of the those who have meted out abuse, it may be also that they're not. It's not that they're all like came in with a demoniac intention, but it may be that they came with the desire to be Krishna conscious, but they themselves didn't plan to do that. But it may be that they've been in a stressful situation, and without any training, they're supposed to look after, you know, 20 kids and no idea how to look after them, and they can't have any proper sadhana or even any proper sleep. I'm just saying that it may be possible that they're not all intended to be demons, but circumstantially the worst has come out in them. So that may be considered also. I mean, even the child abuser, I mean, even Hitler, who's often quoted as like the worst possible person that could be, ultimately he's also a devotee of Krishna. Everyone, however bad you may be. So how can you overcome your condition? Well, ultimately that requires a philosophical outlook to understand this. To understand that. And if you can get some devotees who you can trust. It's difficult to trust, as Prabhupada said. If the trust has been broken, it's very difficult to put it together. But Ultimately, we have to believe that reality is good. Despite all bad things, reality is good. Reality is Krishna. He is good. What should you do if you have repeated fall downs due to depression? Well, repeated fall downs due to depression, we can say it's due to depression. That may be the immediate cause, but ultimately no one's forcing us to fall down. It's our responsibility to properly utilize our human form of life. That is the responsibility of the human form of life. So why be depressed? Chant Hare Krishna. I know that by saying things like this, I am setting myself up to be the object of tremendous scorn and being abused with all kinds of unflattering comments. But ultimately it's up to oneself. One has to, you have to get your act together, as they say. It's up to every individual to properly utilize their human form of life. Can a devotee progress in previous association? What, if people have been abusive? How can you progress? This is like a pretty stupid question. And how can he rid himself of ill feeling against his superiors? Ill feeling that Avanti Brahmana narration is there in Srimad Bhagavatam of the Avanti Brahmana who actually most of his life he treated people badly, and then toward the end of his life he lost all his, they were tolerating him as long as he had money and he could support them, but when he lost all his money, then they all treated him badly and threw him out of the house, and then people were horrible to him. He was just like, he'd been a very rich man and then he was a beggar, and then he'd like beg a little food and just put it down to eat, and then people come and urinate it, and then they call him urinating the food he's going to eat, and beat him and throw dust in his face and all the time nasty. He thought, oh, now I'm getting what I deserve. Now I understand that life is meant for serving Krishna. So difficulties, you can either let them push you down or take them as the platform for understanding that I'm meant for serving Krishna. I'm in this situation because I didn't serve Krishna. Hari Hari Bhivale Janama Govainu Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajya Janiya Shunya Bisha Kainu. You may think, well, that's a very harsh thing to say. You should, you know, be kind to the person who's been badly treated and empathize with them. But ultimately you have to understand that we are not the body, we're not the mind, we're not the mundane emotions, and we're the spirit soul, and we're meant for serving Krishna. And as long as we don't understand that and act on that platform, then we're going to suffer life after life and cause suffering to others life after life. So the Avanti Brahmana, he thought the people who are mistreating me, they're actually my very good friends. They're helping me to become detached from this material world. So if one is, if one becomes inimical towards persons because of their treatment of you, then you become a double victim. You not only are you badly treated, but you take that as a platform to magnify the worst within yourself. By their behavior, your response to it brings out the worst in yourself, by which you go further away from Krishna. So in that sense, you yourself are abusing yourself by reacting in the wrong way. So better to take it that yes, thank you. thank you. If we can be advanced enough that someone throws dust in your face and you think, very nice, thank you. Now you're helping me to make more advancement. Bishoye amake pagala balaya ongete dibe kaduli. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that I'll be very happy when materialistic people call me crazy and throw dust all over me. I'm going to pick up some dirt from the ground and throw it at you. That'll be very nice. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying. They may say, well, most people can't come to that level. No, that's true. And then most people, they go on in the cycle of birth and death. So we can offer some advice, yes, psychological adjustment. And you can psychologically adjust to going on through 8,400,000 species. And you might feel a little better as you're getting whipped by Maya, but the ultimate solution is to come out. This is the only real solution. So this is another angle on abusiveness. Whatever the so-called solution is, doesn't really help us as long as we're within the cycle of birth and death.